Thank you. Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles. This is Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles.
And you're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. We just heard from session musician from Guadeloupe, Thierry Fanfan, great bass player. We heard Creole Blues off of his 2011 Cime Lamont with Ralph Damar, Dede Saint-Prix, Dané Eric, Karim Guillot, Tony Chasseur, and Mehdi Gerville. Before that, we heard from Cloning America. We heard Poster Boy for the album For Which It Stands with Billy Drew's saxophone, bass clarinet, and Scott Lee, acoustic bass, Gary Versace on piano. She played a lot of his stuff on B3, and we'll be hearing some B3 this session of Passport to Modern Jazz, and Jeff Hirschfield on the drums. And before that, one of the greatest B3 players is Tony Monaco. And we heard Pasta Fagioli from A New Generation with Tony Monaco on organ. A couple of bands really led by Tony Monaco on organ, and then Joey DeFrancesco on trumpet and Hammond B3. And then on sharing on guitar is Robert Kraut, Craig Ebner. And then on drums is Byron Lanham and Louis Sitmus. And usually B3's got them organ pedals, so you don't need no bass. Just need a guitar player and some drums and somebody help you load that thing in. That's right for sure. Starting out at the top of the set, we heard from our own Jonathan Baptiste on melodica with a project that he's had going as the Stay Human Band, and they play on the subways in New York, and they've been living up there a while. As he says, I've been doing this for artistic reasons. Betty says, jazz performance can seem esoteric, like an experiment or a recital. Here, there's no hat passed around. We're not practicing either. We're playing at the highest level we can, and we're doing it 2 feet from your face, right where you live. In fact, the Stay Human Band sound is sharp crammed into a subway car as they do on stage at a club, and edgier in a good way. Both a few members of the band are from Juilliard, just as Jonathan Baptiste's great music school, and that's Eddie Barbash on saxophone and Joe Saylor on tambourine. We're also hearing from Abanda Rahumbika on tuba, laying down some great tuba. Next up, Ari Honig, we've had him in here a long time ago for an interview, and hopefully we can get him back at some time. He might be through, and he's pretty much based in Brooklyn, but does a lot of session work with various bands. Let's hear ska live with a pretty good ensemble of people here. Danton Bowler, great guitarist Jonathan Kreisberg, Tigran Hamazian, and Will Vincent. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. We'll be right back.
Thank you. el son que Cuba tiene. Esa mulata es candela, la prefiere el mundo entero, pura canela. La rumba se va a entonar y vuelve para bailar, dulce habanera.
Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles. This is public radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles.
And a note on the last tune, Celia Cruz and Willie Colon from an album made in Spain in 1977 and entitled Only They. Celia Cruz and Willie Colon, Only They could made this album, and this is a classic. Musician Celia the Great, what a loss in the music world of Celia Cruz. Vocals, Willie Colon on bass and trumpet, Leopoldo Pineda on trombone, Papo Vasquez on trombone, Louis Kahn trombone, Louis Romero on timbales, Jose Manguel on bongo, Milton Cardona on conga, Pablo Rosario on percussion, Professor Joe Torres on piano, Yomo Toro on guitar, Dalian Trio, Ruben Figueroa on the trio. And love playing that record. That is such a great record. All right. Go across the sea and have some of Horomi's Sonic Bloom and her take on Caravan from her album Beyond Standard. Listening to Passport to Modern Jazz.
Thank you.
Sax. Who worked as a teenager in Memphis with behind B.B. King, Junior Parker, and Ray Charles, and he even became ultimately musical director of the Charles Band, what I'd say band, and organ player here, Jimmy McGriff, started out as a bass player in Philadelphia, and was influenced by Richard Groove Holmes's electric organ, and gave up his band in the bass and the law enforcement job to give his undivided attention to the keyboard instrument. And one of the greatest guitar players, funky and great jazz guitarist, is one of our favorite here on campus, Jimmy Ponder. He's so good. And on drums, Vance James, and we're listening to Lester Young tune, Jumpin' with Symphony Sid. Before that, an Ace Cannon composition, Tough. This is an 89 session. Before that, Romy Uehara on piano, Martin Valahora on drums, Tony Gray on bass, and David Fuchsinski on guitar, doing their version of Caravan, definitely their version. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. I'm DeJama Gagne, and I'll be back with this jazz. That's all I know from everywhere. Kind of post-bop. We're trying to get some B3 in and kind of wind down after an exciting week like we had. So come on back and look out for that road. It can be dangerous. You coming back from gigs in New Orleans. I know what it is.
What is this strange and wondrous music? Is it jazz?
Is it blues?
Is it hillbilly?
Join us at Freetown Radio, where the lines dividing genre are often blurred or don't exist at all.
That's Freetown Radio, coming up Friday afternoon at 3, right after American Roots.
She took me by the arm.
This is Richard LeBlanc. Tune in to Terminal Addiction Monday nights at 1 a.m. for heavy music.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.